Ever had one of those days where you wake up and wonder if there's more to life than just the daily grind? You know, that feeling deep down inside that whispers, there's gotta be something more. It's like there's a whole other world waiting to be explored, right beneath the surface of your everyday routine. Today, let's delve into a deeper the three blessings God has made available to us since the beginning of creation. This will transform your life forever, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all have moments when we feel like there's something missing, like there's a hidden treasure buried within us just waiting to be discovered. And you know what? That feeling? It's not just a random thought. It's a calling to dig deeper, to uncover the gems hidden within. So, here's the plan for today. We're going on a journey of self-discovery, where we'll roll up our sleeves and unearth the treasures that lie within your very soul. And let me tell you, these treasures, they're not your typical gold and jewels. No, they're three incredible blessings that God has tucked away inside of you, just waiting to be revealed. But here's the thing, these blessings aren't going to just fall into your lap. Nope, you've got to be willing to do some digging, some soul searching to find them. But trust me, it'll be worth it. So, are you ready to embark on this adventure with me? Are you ready to peel back the layers, to break free from the status quo, and discover the abundance of blessings that lie within your very being? If so, then buckle up, because we're about to embark on the journey of a lifetime. 1. The blessing of identity asterisk. All right, let's talk about something that's pretty foundational. The essence of who you are, your identity. Have you ever taken a moment to really ponder what makes you, well, you? It's not just about your name or your appearance. It goes much deeper than that. Think of it like this. You're not just a random assortment of traits and experiences thrown together haphazardly. No way. You're a masterpiece, a unique creation meticulously crafted by the hands of the Almighty. Every detail, every quirk, every aspect of who you are was carefully chosen by the Creator of the universe. Psalm 139 verse 14 puts it beautifully. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. So, let that sink in for a moment. You, yes, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're not a mistake. You're a masterpiece. Embrace your uniqueness, my friend. Celebrate the quirks that make you who you are. Whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, whether you love to sing or prefer to stay behind the scenes, whether you're a night owl or an early bird, each aspect of your identity is a reflection of the creativity and intentionality of God. So, the next time you look in the mirror, remember this. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are loved, valued, and cherished just as you are. And that, my friend, is a blessing beyond measure. 2. The blessing of purpose asterisk. Now, let's dive into something that gives life its meaning, purpose. Ever asked yourself, why am I here? Or, what am I supposed to do with my life? Trust me, you're not the only one. We all wrestle with these questions at some point. Here's the deal, you're not just here by accident. Nope, you've got a purpose, a reason for being that goes beyond just existing. Think of it like this, you're not just taking up space on this planet, you're here to make a difference. Ephesians 2 verse 10 lays it out pretty clearly, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. In other words, you were created with intentionality, with a specific role to play in this grand adventure called life. Now, your purpose might look different from mine, and that's okay. Maybe you're passionate about helping others, or maybe you're drawn to creative pursuits like writing or painting. Perhaps you have a knack for solving problems or a heart for spreading kindness wherever you go. Whatever it is, your purpose is uniquely yours, and it's waiting to be discovered. So, here's the challenge. Take some time to reflect on what lights a fire in your soul. What makes you come alive? What are you passionate about? What brings you joy? Because chances are, those passions and interests are clues pointing you toward your purpose. And once you've got a glimpse of what that purpose might be, don't be afraid to pursue it with everything you've got. Whether it's through your career, your hobbies, or simply the way you treat others, embrace your purpose and run with it. Because when you do, you'll find fulfillment like never before, knowing that you're living out the reason you were put on this earth. 3. The blessing of potential asterisk. Alright, let's talk about something exciting, your potential. Ever stop to think about all the amazing things you could do if you put your mind to it? Well, buckle up, because the sky's the limit. You're not just a bundle of skills and talents waiting to be discovered. Nope, you're a powerhouse of potential just waiting to be unleashed. Think of it like this. God has given you everything you need to make a difference in the world. 1 Peter 4 verse 10 puts it this way, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." Translation? You've got gifts, my friend, gifts that were meant to be shared with the world. Now, your potential might look different from mine, and that's okay. Maybe you're a whiz with numbers, or maybe you've got a way with words that can move mountains. Perhaps you're a natural-born leader or a compassionate listener who knows just the right thing to say. Whatever your gifts may be, one thing's for sure, they're meant to be used for good. So, don't hold back. Whether it's volunteering at a local charity, using your creativity to inspire others, or simply lending a helping hand to someone in need, embrace your potential and let it shine. And here's the best part. You don't have to do it alone. God is right there beside you, cheering you on every step of the way. So, go ahead, step out in faith, and watch as your potential transforms into something truly incredible. Because when you do, you'll not only impact the world around you, but you'll also experience the joy and fulfillment that comes from living out your purpose to the fullest. So, here we are at the end of our journey, but really, it's just the beginning of something incredible. You've discovered 3 amazing blessings that God has placed within you: your identity, your purpose, and your potential. And let me tell you, these blessings are not just for show. They're meant to be lived out every single day. So, what's next? It's time to take what you've learned and put it into action. Embrace who you are, celebrate your uniqueness, and remember that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Find your purpose, what lights you up, what makes you come alive, and pursue it with everything you've got. And don't forget about your potential, those gifts and talents that were meant to be shared with the world. But here's the thing, you don't have to do it alone. God is right there with you, guiding you, empowering you, and cheering you on every step of the way. So, go ahead, step out in faith, embrace your blessings, and watch as your life transforms into something truly extraordinary. The world is waiting for the gifts that only you can bring, so don't hold back. You were created for a purpose, and it's time to let your light shine brightly for all to see. Go forth with confidence, knowing that you are equipped and empowered by the Almighty God. May you walk in the fullness of God's blessings, fulfilling your destiny with courage and conviction. And may your life be a testament to the incredible things that happen when you embrace the blessings that God has deposited within you. Amen.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.